Kia ora, ko tū whenua roa, nā tana hira tō goenga. This is your Wātea News. Urban Māori leader and Whānau Ora Commission Agency Chief Executive John Tamahere is predicting another huge Māori undercount in tomorrow's census. He says census data is important to Māori organisations and iwi who want to reconnect with their people, but the bureaucrats who run the census see them as competitors rather than partners. He says Statistics New Zealand could have called on workers in the Whānau Ora network to support people to complete the census.
So we run into a major difficulty in the so-called agency that runs the census actually sabotaging the ability for Māori to actually get their numbers up.
John Tamahere says the Māori census count also affects the number of Māori seats in Parliament. Stats New Zealand Director Māori, Artefai Tibble, is expecting a far better census for Māori than in 2018. People are expected to have their forms completed by tomorrow night, except for in the cyclone-hit areas of Taitokedo, Tairawhiti and Hawke's Bay, where there will be an additional 8 weeks to complete the collection. Mr Tibble says this time there has been direct involvement of Māori in the promotion of the census and the collection of forms. He's detecting real interest from Māori in being involved.
I've never seen it like this before by iwi and by wider communities, Whānau Ora being another example. You know, so I think Māori are really on the kind of data wave. They understand the importance of data sovereignty, which is really, if not control, definitely access and sitting at the table, not just being on the menu.
Artefai Tibble says Stats NZ is looking closely at the result of its census collection pilot partnerships with iwi in Taitokerau, Tairawhiti and Te Whānau Apuni. Porirua iwi have put in place a 7-day rāhui from Plimbiton to Mana Island after the death of a diver near the island. Emergency services were called to the scene at about 3:05 on Sunday after the diver failed to surface. The body was recovered. Police asked members of the public to respect the rāhui, which prohibits the collection of fish and shellfish during this period. Whangarei is getting its first iwi-backed free legal clinic. The fortnightly clinic is the initiative of Ngāti Hine lawyer Keegan Jones, with the backing of the Ngāti Hine Health Trust and Community Law. He says it will provide legal information rather than advice, helping people navigate the legal system and making referrals if they need to take their cases further.
The whole goal of it is that when whānau walk in those doors, that they can leave with lighter shoulders. We're currently in a cost of living crisis, so if we can take any of that burden off them and make them feel at ease, which is such a priority at the moment in today's current climate, I think it's a great, great kaupapa to really help the community.
The Whangarei Clinic will run every second Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. and bookings are recommended. And that's your Wātea News.